CPA Mobile.
Hi, Dave. And Gerald, GR.
W2T Mobile.
Okay. Well, we got the cream of the crop here. Oh, me. Well, I hope y'all are doing well. I just bought a, well, it's a thing that you can play CDs on, and it, what it'll do is it will slow the CD down without changing the pitch. So what I'm using it for is to, you know, like learn guitar solos and stuff like that on it.
With that, but sounds interesting. Oh, Bernice just brought me a cup of hot chocolate. For the most part, I just been inside today. I went out and got some eggs a while ago. And it's starting to sprinkle up here. Go ahead, Rusty.
He's going to start sprinkling over here in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and head to my doctor's office so I get there before the heavy downpour comes along. Then I'll be out in it afterwards. It's already gone today. Be right back. W2T, go ahead, Dave.
Most of that. Lost a little bit of it at the end there. Yeah, I'm out. It started raining, I don't know, about 15, 20 minutes ago over in Taylor's, and I'm on Locust Hill Road. I call it Bug Road, and but I guess a locust is really an insect, isn't it? But anyway, I'm headed back to the house. It'll be a few minutes. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I can say one thing about it out there today. It's cold. It's 45 degrees. And it's only went up about 1 degree, and then I guess it's supposed to get real cold after that front moves through. 90% humidity, and it feels like 40, my little weather station says, and it's showing thunderstorms. But where I'm sitting right now, 72 degrees, and feels pretty darn good. I think my cold is a little bit better. I've been taking Mucinex and vitamin C and what's that other thing, Bernice? That gummies. Zinc to try to get rid of it. But it's starting to let up a little bit, thankfully. Go ahead, Rusty, if you're there. If not, pick it back up, Dave.
Oh, I'm back. Nothing in the mailbox. They took my outgoing mail. That was fine. That's what I want to get out. Had to order me a new headset for my radio. And it'll be delivered tomorrow, supposedly, coming from Atlanta. And unfortunately, they're shipping it USPS, United States Postal Service, the most undependable transfer service you've ever had. So, anyway, and I'm on the way to the doctor's office. They're going to do some kind of ultrasound on me today. And I'm going to try to talk to them about getting this other shot I need. So, and I've had a little bit of a runny nose, but I'm taking cold medicine for that, and that'll help cure that. And my thermometer on the car says it's 48 degrees right now over here where I am. Hadn't started sprinkling yet, but it's looking very much like it. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I got 43 degrees. Mine's gone down a couple of degrees. And anyway, I'm on 290 somewhere. I think I'm coming up on the Sphinx station here. What is that, McElhaney or something? Anyway, what kind of mic are you, headset are you getting, Rusty?
Ham radio outlet had them on sale for right now, so I bought me one.
I heard him talking about, you know, at the club meeting before. I haven't been to one in a million years, but last, you know, when we're talking about the Ham Fest, they were talking about I think it was a Yaesu, but I don't remember the model number. They were just, you know, saying, you know, you just couldn't beat it and all this. So I just wondered if it was one of those. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
Yeah, I remember that too, Dave. It was a Motorola, and several years ago, K4SV said they were $75, and different hams there also said they were well worth the money. I have the Heil Pro something or other, but I had to buy a new cord for it here a while back. I'm not crazy about the cords on them, but they're a great headset. I had to replace the earmuffs on them one time, and they're not cheap exactly, but they last a long, long time. And probably my hair tonic contributed to that, the groom and clean. But at any rate, that's a great headset. Rusty, I don't see how you could ever go wrong with the Heil, and it's got the boom on it and all. I don't use that part. I just use it for CW.
I use it for voice, and the one I've got has got a whole bunch of problems with it. And I called Heil to see what it would kind of cost, and they said, well, you know, with everything involved, I would probably be coming out just about the same thing. It maybe cost me $40 more if I just go ahead and buy a new headset. And so I figured when I saw it on sale last night at HRO, I figured, oh, I'll go ahead and order it. I need it anyway because I'm getting feedback and everything else in it that I don't know where it's coming from or anything else, and I can't figure it out. So, oh, well, I'll just see what happens. But anyway, and it's supposed to be here tomorrow, they said. I'll believe it when I see it. And all, but anyway, yeah, it's kind of looking kind of dull and dreary over here. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I had a tennis game scheduled for 11, and the guy went down on me. They decided it was going to be too cold, and I started to give him a smart comment, but I refrained. Oh, man, I mean, 45 degrees, it's not that bad. But, of course, the sun's not shining, and we probably would have gotten it in before the rain started, but anyway. But, that's the name of that tune. I would have liked to have played today, got another game in, but sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom, KB4CBA in the group.
This is N0LTR. Well, Rusty, those things they average around $250, but I haven't looked at them in a while. But they are excellent headsets, and HRO, when they say something's going to be here, you can just about count on it. They've been excellent in every respect for stuff that I've ordered there.
For me, too, the stuff I've ordered from them, so anyway. And I've already got the adapter to do it. This has got the module in it for the ICOMs, which is what I've got, so I got a boom mic that was bought when I had a Yaesu, but you got to crank the when I use it I got to crank the output on it up so it will work properly, but otherwise, and I'll start to sprinkle rain here where I am, and I'm going to pull in here at the doctor's office and go into up here and find me a parking place, and then I'm going to go inside where it's dry, and I brought my book so I can read while I'm waiting, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to say 7-3s, guys, because I've just pulled into a parking place, and I want to get inside before the bottom drops out. Talk to both of you later. KB4CVA to take it. W2T73s, guys.
Hey, Rusty. Well, I hope things go well with the doctor and they give you any bad news or anything like that. But anyway, and have a good rest of the day if I don't talk to you. Go ahead, Tom.
A safe day, Rusty. I'll talk to you later. Well, I was reading a story here, Dave. It's about magic balls installed by drones may soon be revolutionizing the U.S. power grid. Unrivaled quality at scale. And it said, Heimdall Power is rolling out unique technology in the form of a sphere-shaped sensors that have increased power line capacity by 30% in Europe, according to a story on the tech from Electrotech. Better yet, early users of the sensors are reporting that they are saving money because transmission lines are better utilized in their networks. Well, that sounds pretty positive.
Well, that sounds interesting to me. I think I might be getting a drone coming in the mail. I think my wife ordered one for Christmas, and it got here late. Well, it's not actually the mail. It's, you know, she probably bought it off of Amazon or something, but it's not one of them cheap drones either. Anyway, we'll see. She said she might wait and give it to me for Father's Day or something.
Well, now you got to get the license. I guess there are different levels of that. You'd have to get with DJW about that, or Ariel. He's got a license for it. I've thought about it, but I don't know. Getting too old to mess with it, I think. And it can get pretty expensive. But the licensing requirements are getting more rigid on it, as they probably should.
I mean, you don't want somebody flying a drone up there and, a small plane come through there and might take both of them out. Definitely take the drone out. But anyway, I doubt I'd be flying mine that high anyway. Oh, Lordy, I still have visions. I'm laughing because it was funny. I mean, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny that day. I'm laughing at mine because it was a nice drone. It was a big old thing, and it took great video and sent it right to your phone there. You could, see what it was looking at and had a bird's eye view until I got too high and I got out of range of my transmitter and the wind got it and started blowing it north, and that was the last I saw of that thing.
What I'd do would be to etch my name on it some way or another and phone number or address, because I don't know if somebody, well, there are some honest people in this world. And they might just call you and send it back to you, especially if it was someone not interested in that. I see a lot of them at Sam's and Costco's for about $400 that look pretty accomplished things. And you wouldn't be the first one to lose one. I'll tell you, I almost lost one I got. It's a real rinky-dink cheap one I bought years ago. And it got out of range, went over towards the neighbors. But they got a button on them now. And you can just push that button, and they'll come back to home, Dave.
It works, but I was out of range. It was out of range. Some was out of range. So, anyway, that's the name of that tune. Yeah, I didn't have no sense to put my name on it. I never thought that, I would have that problem because, I would just mess around with it in the front yard. And my wife goes, turn it around and get a picture of the mountains. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. And because I can see, if I get on top of my house, I can see the Blue Ridge Mountains. And real pretty sight. And so I was trying to turn the drone around, and that's when I lost it. Oh, me. Well, you know, you live and learn, and sometimes you learn the hard way. The school of hard knocks.
Yeah, the rule is just keep it simple, stupid. Well, I don't know anything about them, so I'm just speculating here that they'd have to have a handshake between the transmitter and the receiver, of course. So it looks like with the microprocessors nowadays, when it gets down to a few microvolts out at the edge of the perimeter where it should be, it looks like that it would be commanded to return to base. But I don't know if they do yet that yet or not, but it'd be a good idea.
Can you hear me? I'm going to jump out of here a second. I'll be right back.
Roger. And 0-2.